call to order the monthly meeting for the Arizona City Fire District for Tuesday, April 9th, 2024. Join me for the Pledge of Allegiance.
Pledge of Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Board Member Rob Million, Sheriff Frost, Mr. Alan Rogers, and Lloyd Stone are present. Myself, we have a quorum. We welcome the public and always enjoy your participation. Chief, are you ready for your report?
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chairman Pro Tem, for this one. So, manpower, we had two applications received during the month. We're still paired up with our consulting company for more applications that come in after this last hire. I'm wearing one of the autism awareness shirts that we have for the month of April. April is autism awareness month, so we'll be wearing the shirts celebrating autism for the whole month. The engine repairs on engine 568 and tender 566 continue. Under community service during the month of March and April so far of 2024, we've assisted 89 citizens with smoke detector challenges. And under contract and businesses, we're still working off the $3,000 grant from Factory Mutual, and we're currently working on, I believe it's 7 grants to go up by the end of the month. And then going to the staff report, for the month of March, we ran a total of 295 calls. Of those 295 calls, we wrote 165 incident reports. 3 were for fires, 110 were for medical assist calls, 1 electrical issue, 44 other classified service calls, 3 total smoke scares, and 4 total unintentional false calls. Of those 295 calls, 287 were in district with a medial fractile response time of 4.33 minutes. And then the 8 out of district were all down here at, just lost the trailer park, Brookside Farms. And with a median response time of 4.5 minutes. And that is the chief's report and the monthly staff report for the month of March.
All right, do I have a motion to approve the fire chief's report and staff report?
So moved.
Second it.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Motion passes. Have any correspondence, Chief?
Several calls for thanking service for the group for the thing. We did one family life celebration for a funeral that the church ran out of space, and then another letter from the South Monaco Block Party for participating and speaking at their annual celebration as well.
I have a motion to approve the consent agenda.
I make that motion.
Second.
Okay. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes. All right, call to the public, Mr. Younger. You have a timer?
Did you guys have a review done in March, the board, as far as employees? Was there a review done? I'm asking a question. Somebody answer. You're supposed to be according to bylaws. That's why I'm asking. Was it done? Nobody's going to answer?
First paragraph says they can't.
If you look at your entire bylaws, when a question's asked, you have the right to answer. And they're supposed to respond within 7 days. And I asked for something to be put on the agenda, and your bylaws say that there's a proper way to do it. I've done it. You guys haven't done it yet. So when is the board going to start following their own bylaws? Or aren't you? This is great. The Attorney General eventually is going to get involved in this thing because you guys got an obligation too to the public. I don't need your 2 minutes. but you guys should read your bylaws.
We have.
Yeah, apparently not.
We disagree.
You want to see the paragraph? It's in your bylaws.
Keep moving.
Sorry, don't take you out for dinner yet.
Mr. Olchuk.
Okay. Thank you. And with the greetings of the season, he is risen. Happy Easter, everybody.
Thank you.
Amen. The continued harassment of this board I find to be totally annoying. That people cannot read an agenda of a meeting and follow the rules of order and procedure annoys me. The fact that there are... Sir, I did not interrupt you. Don't interrupt
order.
Me. You're out of order. And don't approach me outside this building, tackling me either. I will have him remove you at that point.
Okay?
Don't intimidate me.
If you want, if he's heckling.
Anyways, the issues and procedures are things people really need to know. One, if there's an issue of litigation or a personnel issue that possibly involves litigation, they are forbidden by law to comment. So please don't harass them on those issues. If you have those issues, and if you have someone that you have a personal interest in, get behind that person and support that person. Help them in those issues. Guide them if you have experience and expertise. But don't disrupt a smooth-running meeting of a fire department that runs smoothly and has exemplary statistics in protecting its community. They have a job to do, and it should not be overshadowed by continued harassment and doing things like this. They need to walk out of here high-spirited, doing a good job like all public safety people do. They should be smiling about their work, not worried about the next person that's going to sideblind me somewhere in the street, at my home, in a food market, or just come to a meeting and harass me continuously, make me feel like I should be ashamed of doing a good job. We are proud of you, and I'm here to let you know on behalf of Veterans of Arizona City, and my membership will stand up with me to let you know that we are proud of the job that you do. Please keep up the good work. Thank you very, very much.
Thank you, sir.
Good job.
Next item on the agenda is old business. There is none. New business, discussion of possible actions regarding annual chairman clerk position elections.
Well, I would like to nominate Ken Davis as chairman of this group.
I second.
We have a vote. All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Okay, motion passes. And I would like to make a motion for the clerk position for Mr. Rogers.
I second that.
Vote. All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Aye. Motion passes. Next item. Is the preliminary budget discussion.
So, thank you, Mr. Chairman. So, in front of you, you'll see the 2024 preliminary budget sheet. So, every April meeting, we just go over the preliminary numbers so you'll have it. We'll start the discussion in May like we always do. The interesting thing, if you look at the bottom of this page, the first one for the 2024 Fire District Levy Limit Worksheets, this is from the county. You'll see that the line D9, the current year allowable levy limit, is $1,794,768. So compared to last year, that number is $1,488,051. So it's roughly $306,000 more that's going to go into our budget from our net assessed value. So just as a reminder, we'll get into next month as well. But the sheets behind for you are the full cash value, which is a secondary required by Prop 117. And then you'll see the limited property value after that. And again, it's up about, for our budget, up about $306,000. So again, information purposes only at this one. We'll get into breakouts. We're going to break that $306,000 and put it in the buckets that we can to go forward. But we're headed in the right direction, so I just want to put that information out for everybody for next meeting.
Thank you,
Chief.
Thank you.
Thank
you.
So the next item is the regular business meeting will be May 14th, 2024. Agenda items for the next meeting are due by May 7th, 2024. We have a motion for adjournment.
So moved.
And I agree.
All those in favor?
Second. Aye.
Aye.
Or adjourn.
Thank you.